Pesam Ralov, then Amar Yosef Nidu Bechaloim, it's in the narrow line still, four lines up. Nidu Bechaloim, a person has a dream, and in the dream, he dreams that they put him in Cheirim. So he it might mean a sign that means Shemayim, David, that he's supposed to be in Cheirim. So he needs to remove that. So he needs to get a minion which has the Shekhinah comes with 10 people. And 10 people have to be, they get 10 people together and they're matzarit. Who the Tanur Hilchel said, those 10 people should be people which are learned to the point that they, they've taught others in the world of learning. If they just learn themselves but haven't taught others, they learn Mishnah, they haven't taught others Gemara. No, that's not enough. The gears of the Ran is all around. The Master Hilchusa, Avotar of the Master, is not sufficient. Okay. Bileka, if that you don't have 10 of those available, so what should you do? Sweet, I can't count. Lezo Belezo Prashash Tarachim. The person should go and sit by the fork of the road where there's a intersection. So you'll have a lot of people passing by, so you should greet people. So the people give you say hello to people. You say shalom, then they'll give you back a bracha of shalom. So that'll act as a protection until he's able to get 10 people which can teach him Hilchasa, which have taught Hilchasa, and that who can be matter than matter it. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Yodaman Shamte, Mao Delishule. If he knows who in the dream was the one who put him in Cheirim, that person is a live person. Can he go to that person and ask that person to release it? Because we know that one who puts the Cheirim can release it. So he said back, Amalei, so Rav Ashi said back, L'shamute shav yeshliach, L'mishrilei lo shav yeshliach. As opposed to when a person chooses to put something in Cheirim, it's his choice. Over here, the fact that he was the one in the dream means the Shemayim appointed him, that's what we're concerned of, the Shemayim appointed him to give the nidui. It doesn't mean Shemayim appointed him to remove it. So that person would not be sufficient to remove it. You need 10 people. Okay. Omer le Rav Achal Rav Ashi Shamte B'shari le B'chalme Mai. What about if he's in the dream? There was both the Cheirim and the Hatara. So now he's fine, right?
Yeah, wakes up good.
Omer le No Kashem Shiyef Shel Barba Le Tevin. Just like whenever you have grain, there's always the chaff. So every dream we know part of the dream is not true. So it's very possible that the Cheirim part is true and the Heter is not true. So you can't rely on the Heter in the dream. Okay. Let's see the Ram. Four lines on the bottom. It's possible that this is a divine indication that he's supposed to be put in Cheirim. We know when you have 10 people that brings the Shekhinah, and they now have the power to be matter the Cheirim. Who the master Hilchosah? Clearly, the master la Cheirim avotano b'chul loy lochashivi kuli hai. So this girsa is that it's only they've taught others, but if they've just learned themselves, that's not sufficient. So it's a higher level of kedusha. Vika the garsi the tano hilchusa the klamer gemara abamaso and klamer mishnah belchudloy. They have to have at least learned gemara, which was the stage where they're getting to the level of understanding everything that they're learning and asking questions, etc., as opposed to just learning mishnayos. If you don't have those available, go to the intersection. V'yoyim shloma lebei asora. So the blessing of he greets them with shalom, they say back to him shalom, and that protects him meanwhile from any type of punishment until he gets 10 people. who are able to be matter the cherub. The other man shavte mal de lishulei. If he knows who it is, shrei call me shemanade biyadul hatrik aminim beperik elam agalchid zilugabei de lishuloch. So Shmuel told the person, go to the person who made the cherub, he'll take it away. So you see that that's true. So we're also, he said no. Shmuel teishav yishliach. It could be that he was designated Mina Shemaim as the one to make the cherem, but he was not designated as the one to remove the cherem, so that would not work. Okay, so he said, what about if they were matur the cherem in the chaloyim? What about that? So he said, Kishem Shiefshel Barbalotemen. So this is a Gemara, and this is like half of a thought. In the Gemara from a Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas brings a pasuk which the Ron's going to bring, so which mentions that Tevin and Bar in the same pasuk, and it mentions a chaloyim in the pasuk. So we want to know this pasuk talking about chaloyim. It mentions Tevin and it mentions Bar. Bar is the grain, and Tevin is the chaff, the straw. So what does Tevin and straw have to do? Tevin and Bar have to do with chaloyim. So the Mora says, "Kishem sheyef shel barba lo tevin." Can receive pasuk near miyasher. Itari chaloyim. There is a dream for him, and then it says in the pasuk, it mentions b'malat tevin es habar. So, what is the Mora says? The point is saying that every dream, even though part of it is true, there's part of it which is not true. Therefore, he can't rely on the heter being true. Maybe the cherem part is true, and the heter part is not true, and he needs to be matur it still. Okay. Now the Ron is just talking a point of interest. I'm not sure if a person received this cherem in the chaloyim, so that, does he have to be knowing all of the halachas of a menuda, which is done when it's imposed by a Bethan down here? Mustabarly, the Ron says, I think that not. The Abba gav the meaning of the halacha, the misha to do b'chaloyim and tzarech heter. Okay. No, I'm sorry. That's the end of that thought. Fine. So he says he's Turkey and he doesn't know. Mistabarly, a new point. The Avah Gabamin and the Halcha, the Mishin Aduba Chaloy, my Tzarech Heter. So if a person makes receives a Cherem, it needs to be removed. What about a person, Ein Lilman Mikan, the Mishin Nodar Bechaloy, she ate Tzarech Heter, that he has to be Matar, his Neder that he made in a dream? So over here the point is there's a possibility that this is a divine message of cherem. Masha'ein loymer kein b'neder. A person can't say that min hashamayim they made a neder for him. A neder has to be made by the person. So neder in the chaloyim is nothing. Al Sharisi the Rashba Basalpachuba, Shamaisa Ba Lafana, he trichoi heter. He had a story where somebody came to him that he had made a neder in a chaloyim, and the Rashba told him to be matur. Okay. Something more. Ravina Havala Nidra the Debesu. Should we have a lay? Ravina had a situation where his wife had a neder, and also look at made the Ravashi. Ravina went to Ravashi, Amalei, and he asked Ravashi, "Baal, Mao she also shliach lacharotas ishtoi? Can a baal be the person who comes to Bezin to present the request for hatara for his wife's neder?" So Amalei, Ravashi said, "Im echantven in iloi loy." That if you have a bezin which is gathered already, yes, but to go gather a bezin for the purpose of charotas ishtoi of timater neder for his wife, that not. Okay, Shmaminotlas. The verse says, we see from this conversation three things. Shmaminobal nasa shliach lecharotas ishtoi. That a Baal could be a shliach to present his wife's charota to best. Okay. Shmamino. Loy shori lemishri nidra ba'asa the rabbi. Rina Batson was a person who could have made a bezdin and been matarit. He could have been matarit neder ishtoi. There's no din of kurva by Hatar Sidorim. So why did Rina have to go to Ravashi? His wife didn't want to come out, it wasn't safe, etc. So he wants to come to represent her. Just do it himself. So he couldn't do it because it's Basar the Rabbi. Ravina Ravashi was there. Shaminoki Mechanism and Shapardomi. It only works if the Bezin is already gathered. Now.
Okay. Has gathered or was gathered?
I'm not sure the difference between the two.
Well, they were bezdin before, maybe when she made the netter.
No, it means right now when you're coming to be matzah the netter, it only works if there's a bezdin which already has convened for a purpose of being a bezdin, then you can come to them and present the charotas ishtoi. But to go gather a bezdin right now in order to be matzah the netter, I said, can you three please be a bezdin to be matzah my wife's netter? Doesn't work. If they're already seated for a purpose of a bezdin, so then you can then request them to. He says, "Oh, your bezdin is seated. Would you mind hearing my karotas ishtoi?" We'll see why in the run. Now, b'shamta filu ba'asa the rabbi, but you matter a cherim. At the run point out, this is not derived from the story before, but the more just once is saying these three points, it points out that there are some differences over here when it comes to matter a cherim. It's mutter imer ba'asa the rabbi. Yachin Mumcha Shari Shamta, and Yachin Mumcha has the power to remove a Shamta. The person who made the Shamta can remove the Shamta. If the person himself did not remove it, you need a Bezin to remove it. But a Yachin Mumcha functions like a Bezin. Okay, Zog Duran. Around the fourth line from the top. Baal Mashi Yosu Shliach Lakrat Zishta. So the Ron's going to present over here two approaches. One shaila is, let me ask a more basic question. Can you present charata through a shliach? Right. Forget about the baal. What about any shliach? So are we saying that any shliach is obvious? The question is maybe the baal is worse? Or are we saying any shliach is obviously not, and maybe the baal is better? That's the question which that's the two opinions Ron is going to bring. Harambam Zal, Sober, the Ram, whenever he quotes the Ram, he always presents it. Ben Moshe, Ben Maimon Zal. Haram Bam Zal. Sober, Perak Bam Hilch Shavuos, the Dafka, Baal, who the boy alone, only by Baal, this is even a possibility. Mimnesha Baal, Ki Ishtoi, because we find Ishtoi Kagufoi, so they're one. So the person, the Baal, can represent the wife in Bezdin. But anybody else, there's no question, it definitely does not work. Why? The one who's made the nether has to be there. He has to receive from the materim the hatter of mutterloch. And that's in more later on. In the Yerushalmi, the Ksin and Hosam Maush, the hatter of Turgamon. So, can the one who made the netter present his request to Bezdin through an interpreter? So the Yerushalmi says, Nishmiin Amin Hado. Let's figure it out from this following case. Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra is Abed Mitzurgamone, the Rebirchanon, Bahari Itza, the Lechachoma, the Mishma Suristum. So that was the type of a language. So that Rabbi Bar Zutra acted as the Turgamon in Rabbi Yochanan's Bezdin for this woman who was not knowledgeable. The only language she knew was Suristan. She wasn't able to speak in the in the language of the Beis Din, so he translated it. So that's what Rishalmi says. Now, if we assume that a shliach works in general, so of course you can use the Meturgamah. Like, what's the problem? Obviously you can use the Meturgamah. It's not worse than a shliach. Right?
Back up just a second. Can without the... with the Torgamon, is it all right? She doesn't speak the language. Is that okay?
That's Yerushalmi's question. Yerushalmi says yes. But the question, the Ron is saying, let's go back a step. If Tzrichus works, so what's the Shiloh? Right? He's not worse than a Shliach. Right? So obviously from that he asked the question about a Torgamon indicates that Shlichus is not as a given. And we're asking a question, maybe a Torgamon is better than a Shliach. So the Rami Boye, Mida Boye, I Matirin Ayere Turgamon, Michal the Pshitalon, Dayere Shliach, and Matirin. It must be a given that Shlichus doesn't work. Now we're saying, okay, Shlichus doesn't work, but maybe Maturgamon is better. And, Mafil Lamai de Maskinan, the Al Yere Turgamon Shori, even though Yerushalmi says that the Turgamon works, you cannot say, oh, so you see, you can use a Shliach. So a Turgamon is not a Shliach. The woman is there. She's presenting to Beis Din. Beis Din's really talking directly to her, being matan directly to her. He's just translating. Davka Turgamon Shum the Baal Hadavar Nami Tamon Koi. The Baal Hadavar is also there. Aval Yerei Shliach. When the Baal Hadavar is not there, it's just through a Shliach alone. It doesn't work. Loi doesn't work. Hilchah Hachal the Baal Davka Hu Biboy Alone. So that's how the Rambam learns that you need the person himself there for the Hatorah. The only question is a Baal, because Baal Kishtoi, they function like one, so maybe he can represent. The more says he does. Now, what's the more's answer that you need Dafke Mechanfin? That's only if the Bezin is gathered already. Why is that? He's like the wife, so the wife, just like. If a person would be coming to Imat Adol Neder, they can go get three people and gather them and make a bezin. So the wife could do that also. So he is the wife, so he could do that too. Why do you need if they're only seated already? Even though we do have idea that they're one, if they're seated already, the Baal can then take advantage of the situation and be his wife Shliach to present to the Beis Din. Well, the Lechanfi, Lechatkila, Gabei, Loi, but to go gather them for that purpose, no. Why? Given the Mechavarta, the Milsa, Shehan, Erder, Atz, Meshom, since really, it's we see that really, we want the one who made the Netter to be there. And that's why Shliach does not work. So we should go allow you to go get a Beis Din for a non-preferred approach. So we're saying, okay, Baal Skishtoi, it works. But still not a preferred approach. So to allow to go you to gather a Beis Din for this purpose, we're not going to allow you to do that. Zoyishid is a Rambam. That's the Rambam. Al-Vatois is Birshul Behepa. Toysis says the exact opposite. V'amru, Adarab. Gabi Inish Da'alma Pshitalon Shiyachu Lasa Li'osir Shliach. Anybody else, Shlichus works. Only the husband is there a question. Why? Because we have a concern. We're concerned that since he feels bad about his wife's netter, when he presents the charata to Beis Din, he might exaggerate. So Beis Din has to clarify that the charata is true, that this is really so, and we're afraid that the husband will overstate the wife's feelings about the situation in order to be matter to the netter. Whereas a regular shliach will be given his information, he'll present to Beis Din what he's given and not more. Umaskinan, the more comes out according to Tosis, dima kanfin in vi loy. It works, by Baal it does work, but only if the Beis Din is already gathered. If the Beis Din is already seated, he had no effort to gather the Beis Din. So he'll present her charata as is. If they're not gathered yet, you have two things now pressuring him. He feels bad about her neder. And he had to go gather this bezdin. So already we're afraid that he's going to, under those circumstances, stress and exaggerate her charata. He had to go through this whole tikkun to get three people to be seated. So he wants to make it work. So then we're worried. But any other shlichus, since he doesn't care, isharu the gears on the side is shori. Eloi, whether they're matter or not, like a lemechush. Okay. So shlichus works, but we have over here a concern about the integrity of his shlichus. And the more it comes out that we trust him, but not in a situation where there was tircha involved. Trust of Rabbeinu Shimshon. Along the lines of Tosfos and Shita, that we do not need the noider there to receive the heter. So according to Tosis, we don't need the neuter there to hear the heter. So he can send the biksav also. The fish is ever rabs out because the Rebbeinu Shimshon holds. Shafila below yudias and neuter yachol chacham lahater kiman sheyudeya shanoda mischarit. As long as if the Chacham has a true knowledge of the fact that the one way the neder truly has charata, so the Chacham came out of it. Tataras Chacham rei kaforas abal, just like by haforas abal, the loch is the abal's hafora works even though the woman does not know that he was made for it. Tataras Chacham also works even though the neder does not know that the Chacham was matter it. The pasuk says in Parshas Matos that the Baal was made for, and Hashem should give the woman a kapara. What's the case? Woman made a naziris. She accepted a naziris. The Baal was made for, but the Hilo Yudosh, she didn't know about it, and she went and drank wine. So in reality, she wasn't a nazira because the Baal was made for it. She did not know that. So as far as she knows, she's doing an Aveira. That's Hashem Yislach Lo. But what do you see? You see that the Morris point is that the forest Baal works even though the woman does not know about it. So Zakhtar Rebbeinu Shimshon, so who Adin, Hataras Chacham works without the Baal knowing about it. Without the Nerder knowing about it. Well, I've seen a chilek ben a forest Baal, Hataras Chacham, El Balashan. The Gemara says the only difference between the two is the language which is used in the Hatorah versus Hafor. So with regards to being not present, they're the same. So that really fits with the sheet of Tosis that we don't, that Shlichus should work. There's no reason why Shlichus shouldn't work. The whole reason why the Rambam says Shlichus work is you need the Nardar there for the Hatorah. You see, you don't need the Nardar there for the Hatorah. So Shlichus work. So what's the more Shaila by Baal? Because by Baal we're afraid that he's going to misrepresent her case. Okay, so Hafora is the Torah gave the Baal authority by certain Adorim, either the Adorim which are Inu Nefesh or the Adorim which are Beinar Lebeinu. And well, there's a whole parak about how you define those things, Machlokes Tanoim, etc. Well, that's the last parak. The Baal has authority when he hears about the neder, the day that he hears about the neder, to say he doesn't want it, and it becomes baltal. So he's made for the neder. He on his own. Right? So, this is the past day one, or whatever reason this wasn't the neder which the Baal had the authority to be matter. So he would have to go, you need Bezin to be matter it. If you look at the Tosis assumes the case was that. Or he originally he would agree to it. So once he's agreed to it, the law is that it's effective and he can't be made for it. Now he wants to go to Bezin to be matter it. Okay, Zakhtar Ram. Shemino lo yali the mishri nidra ba'asu the rabbi. Our lashon in the Gemara is lo yishori the mishri nidra ba'asu the rabbi. So lo yishori means it's not permitted. Lo yali means it's not appropriate. So the round of the gifts of lo yali, and if you look on the side of the Gemara, it says. It says Sarach Lomar Yali, that they changed the Gersa from Shuri to Yali, and the Bach also changes it to the word Yali. And he says the word Lo Yali is from the phrase Lo Yoi. You say by the one of the songs at the end of Kiloi Noe Kiloi Yoe. Yo means appropriate. It's appropriate. To Hashem, it's appropriate to it's goodly to praise. So it's not appropriate to be matter the net be matter netter but the rabbi. Loyali, Edonira, it's not seemly. Klemmer, Shim Lokain, Rabina Atzma, how you matter netter ishtoi. The inference is from the fact that Ravina went to Ravashi. Why didn't he just do it himself? The answer is because Ravashi was present, so he couldn't do it himself, or he shouldn't do it himself. Now the Ron says, what happened to the lacha of Kurva? Why are you assuming that the Ravina can be matter it? Well, Tanan Meshavas Lagoyim, Kolam Lagoyim, Adam Roya Chutzminigay Atzmoy. A person, a kohen, is allowed to view all tzaras except for his own. He can't pass on his own tzaras. Remeir Oimer afla nige kroiva. He also, Remeir says, the same way he cannot be matter, or not be matter, he cannot pass on his own tzaras. He cannot pass on the tzaras of his relatives. Then the Mishnah continues and says, kol nedarim adam matter chutzvi nidri atzmai. A person cannot be matter his own nedar. Remeir Oimer. So the door which are between him and her, he can be mefer. The door which are between her and somebody else, you need a hatara. Yehuda says he can't do that. So with the law, like Yehuda. Okay. So why are you saying Ravina could have done it? And the fact that he chose not to is proves to us that it's not appropriate to do it when his Rebbe is around. He couldn't have done it. Yes, Shomer, no. Filochi behadi achrini habi motzi shori. Rav Yehuda's talking about a case where the loch is that a yachid mumcha could be matar and neder, that he can't do for his wife. But to be part of a bezdin of three for his wife, he could. One terrace. So why did Ravina have to come to question she killed Ravashi? Ravina could bring two people to his home and be mad to the netter. Ila Habishum Yakra the rabbi. We're not for the fact that he has to come to his rabbi not to do that. How do I know that? That Rabbi Yehuda was only discussing Yochel Mumcha, but as a bezin of three, the Baal can be one of the bezin of three to be matter the netter. The Hotanam is up with Becharis. Kol Becharis Adam Roya, Chutzmi Becharis Atzmoy. A person cannot paskin on a mum of his own Bechor, because he has a motivation to paskin it's a mum, and therefore the Bechor is now mutter b'shchita. He doesn't have to bring it as a korban and schlep it to the Beis Hamikdash. But he can join two other people, so you have a chacham who knows mumen. So he cannot paskin his own mumen, but if he gets two other people, even though those two people are hayyotis, they don't know. So he's only the real authority there, but once he's sitting at the bezdin of three, he has the power to be matter the mumen. Because the kingdom of Perakat Kama, it says Ilema Bechad Mi Behemet. So verses one, I understand it doesn't work. El Batlasa Umimet Khashiri, but if it's three people, they're not gonna go along with him. He's gonna have to explain to them why it's a mum. They're knowledgeable enough to understand yes or no. They're not kosher that they're all gonna go along for him because he wants the imat of the Bechor illegally. Alma Bahari Akrini Shori. Okay, so therefore, so the same thing over here by Nadorim, as one of the three, it works. Zataran, maybe not. I feel him to learn with the Hacha Shiny, Mishum the Ishik Kufay. I mean, we could argue that's passing on a Bechor. But this is Ishik Kufay. It's like passing on himself. That he can't do. He cannot, he has, even as one of three. And therefore, feel him, it's Rufi Nami Lo Mitzarf. He cannot be Mitzarf to Bezdin to do that. Dabli Kenoider Atzmai. So what's the more is then what's the more is making an inference that because of Kavod Rabbi he didn't do it himself. He couldn't do it himself. Afilohaki la mishum yakar the rabbi have a hoyomer ravina the tamidov shiatiru. Three tamidim will come to the house to learn. He says, excuse me 1 second. Bimata my wife's netter. Why did he go to his rabbi? It's not appropriate to do so. So the these 2 points are not derived from the story. Since we said that by neder it's not appropriate to matter when the rebbe is there, karmen the gabi shamta shori. The shamta is different. Fine.
And we're assuming that they're not just coming to learn, but they're capable of teaching. You said before that they had to be on, that they've taught before.
Okay, so so Hataras Nedorim does not require that. Hataras Nedorim does not require that. Heter for Cherem does not require that either. Heter for Cherem, which was imposed in a Shemayim, requires that the people are a lelage of learned to be able to be teachers. Okay. So the Shori Shamta. The more says that a Yochel Mumcha can be permitted a Shamta. Define Yochel Mumcha. So Ika Mandomer Davka Samuch. Those who say that this requires a person who has halachic smicha. The more talks about a Sanhedrin, that smicha goes back generation to generation back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's been appointed based on the authority of the Torah, as like Moshe gave smicha to Yeshua, and that continues, etc. So he's mamash, he's a dayan on the pasuk level. He's the pasuk I'm talking about a dayan. That's what they're referring to. Such a person has the power to be matir a cherem. The concept of the smicha is the Torah refers to the Yonim as Elohim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin understands that that's referring to somebody who has another level of authority given to them, and that's the authority of smicha. No. That's what it's referring to, but that's not where you derive it from. But this requirement of smicha for the purpose of being matzah the cherem is not true. So he's familiar with the halachas. As long as he's familiar with the halachas, he has the power to remove and that mimatar an eder or a cherem. Because by Hataras Nedarim it doesn't say Elohim, the Mashma Smuchim, El Rosh Matois. So when it says, when it uses the language of saying that they are mamish, the representative of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that requires smicha. Moshe was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's representative. He passed it on to the next generation, and that keeps passing on. So to be, as it were, representing it, they're standing in place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's why they get that title, you need smuchim. By Torah Sederim, the Torah does not use the language of that. It uses Lashon Rashi Matos. So anybody who's the leader is good enough. Vanamir Yishalmi, Amar Leir Rabban, the Rav Huna, Shari Nidra B'Yachid. So they asked... They asked over there that Rav Huna was being matur neder by himself. Samarlu, they said, Rav Huna, Rosh, the Rosh Hamatois. So they see Yishalmi says back, they answered him, the Tamidim who asked the question and said, yeah, he's the head of all of the Rosh Hamatois. He's the biggest rabbi, right? But he wasn't Samuch. So you see the story that he was doing it, and you see you don't need Samuch. So three people are matzah b'chor when there's no chacham. Ramin chacham kigoyin man. Who do you have in mind when you say chacham? And the Mor says, Amar Nachman kigoyin ano. He's valid for a chacham. For Amar Nachman lo have a samuch. Rav Nachman didn't have smicha. He was in Bob. He didn't have smicha. I'm a kol shurav muvik shari nidra. So the same idea. Now the girsa, which they changed the girsa to gimel matir and it's a neder. B'malchem shein chacham. That's addressing directly to our case. And Rav Nachman says that even though I'm not samuch, but since I'm knowledgeable, I can do it. That a yachid mumcha can be matter even though he's not a samuch. What after bezeva perikah? But the Zohar will talk about it again later on. Perikah number also b'siyata d'shmaya. V'ikaman d'omer the kihechad gimel yert is material and neder b'malchem shein mumcha. When you don't have a mumcha, you can replace the mumcha with 300 yards for a torah stendor. So hakanam material is a nidri b'malchem shein mumcha. A bezin of hedyotis, 3 hedyotis can be matter the cherem also. The nidrinamic neder, because neder functions like a neder. Dormin and the beser perik dal mises. Move to the Rabbi Lazar Hutter a neder. I'm a nidrinamic neder mikri. But came that's the Rambam Zal perik zayim hilchus. Should be Talmud Torah probably. Over here it says tough ches. It should be tough. Talmud Torah. So the Gemara over there says that they put Rabbi Lazar in cherem. And they came to him, you know, just someone came to him right before he died, and they had this whole conversation with him, and then they said Hutra Neder. So the cherem has been removed. But it means they refer to Nidui, the cherem, as a neder. It's a function in the form of a neder. It's a binding concept on Klai Yisrael, how to be noig with the person. That's a form of a neder. So if three adjudices can be matter an editor, 3 adjudices can be matter a cherem, and that's what the Raman Paskins. Okay. No, it's not, there's no such thing as, Rama doesn't have him to make the problem. There's no such halachas in the Rama, there's Talmud Torah in the Rama. It should be tough, yeah, it's a mistake. And the Rambam talks about the luchas of cherem and the hilchos Talmud Torah, so it makes sense. Okay. Zot the Gemara, a little bit of a Agadic interlude over here. Omer Shimon bar Zvid, Omer Yitzchak bar Tabla, Omer Pchia Aricha, the Bei Ravacha, Omer Bezeira, Omer Belozer, Omer Chanina, Omer Meyashra, Mishmei the Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy. Okay. Might have Siv. The pasuk says Malachi, "Bezarcha lechem yirei shemi." It says the pasuk says that the sun will rise for those who fear my name. Shem etzlocho marpe bechnofeho. Why you call zedim b'chalish rishar kash v'lato yisam ayam abo? Okay. So for the yirei shemi, it's going to be a shemesh of tzedakah. There's going to rise a sun of kindness. Marpek and Afez is going to bring healing. But the zaydim, the rishoyim, it's going to be, and the oisei risha, it's going to be, they're going to be like straw, which are going to be burnt by the heat of it. So what does yirei shemi mean? So we discussed before that a person that says Shem Shemayim L'Batala deserves to put Get Cheirim. So we're saying that those who have Yira from Hashem's name to be say the Shem Shemayim L'Batala, they're going to get Shemesh Stoka Umarpe. Okay. Amar Abaye Shomino Charga the Yoy Masi. So what's the ripui, the refua that the Shemesh gives? There's a certain dust which is found you see in the air when the sun is shining. So that's there's a certain, the rays of the sun when they shine on those things act as a form of refuah. This is a total wild shot. There are certain microorganisms which, when the sun shines in them, they like activates them, and they produce, you know, like they produce oxygen, whatever it is. So there's a refuah which comes, I don't know. Think of the Rav Shimon Lakish. The Rav Shimon Lakish has a totally different explanation of this pasuk. It's not referring to the regular sun, it's referring to in the future. When it comes on the bar, there's no longer Gehenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Hatikva. The Baruch Hu is going to take the sun out of its container. It's going to the Baruch Hu is going to pull, as we pull up the limits to the intensity of the sun. Tzadikim Yisrapim Bo, the intense sun will bring refuah to the tzadikim. Rishoyim Nidonim Bo, and it will destroy the Rishoyim. They will be judged through it. Shenemar Vezarcha Lam Yirei Shmi, Shemesh Tzoko Marpe. And for the tzaddikim, they will not only be misrapa, but they will be they become strengthened by it. Shemar b'yitzasim v'fishim keli marbeik. They'll go out and they'll be fattened, like the golem which are being fattened. It fills them up. But for them, it's going to be a burning day of destruction. Okay, let's hold it. We'll see the rounds tomorrow.